I'm Mike Thompson in Ohio, where some police officers are coping with rising fuel costs by getting out of their cars. Fairfield County Sheriff's deputies are trying to save gas by patrolling on foot when they can. And now they're turning to golf carts.
Away we go.
After parking his cruiser at a fire station this afternoon, Sergeant Forrest Castle switches to this golf cart to patrol the Buckeye Lake area, east of Columbus.
We're going on a theft of a washing machine.
Castle looks like he's heading for the first tee, except he's in full uniform and his cart is painted black with gold stripes, just like his cruiser. It has miniature flashing police lights on the front and back. There are cup holders where the radio would be. The sergeant relies on his walkie-talkie. A black bag on the rear seat holds his paperwork and traffic cones. Castle says he could arrest someone with it, so long as the suspect promises to keep his arms and legs inside the cart. Originally, the sheriff bought the cart for use in festivals and parades. But Sergeant Castle says with the spike in gas prices, the patrol cart was an obvious alternative.
I mean, it's just like a cruiser, just saves gas.
Castle says they get about a month of part-time patrolling out of the cart's 6-gallon gas tank.
We filled it up 2 weeks ago, and you see how much gas it's got.
Half a tank.
Yeah.
The cart tops out at 25 miles an hour, so it won't run down speeders. It is well-suited for patrolling the narrow streets, marinas, and picnic areas of the lakeside community and attracting double takes and comments from neighbors.
How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys having a picnic?
You like your golf cart?
Lake visitor Dagmar Wolcott says the cart makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's pretty nifty. You know, it probably makes it easier to patrol and see things as you're going around the lake, right?
The department just got a second cart. Deputies plan to use both golf carts well into the fall. Sergeant Castle says riding in the open air on a warm, sunny day while talking with residents offsets any ribbing he gets from fellow deputies still stuck in their patrol cars. For NPR News, I'm Mike Thompson in Columbus.